Climate change is one of the biggest threats facing our oceans and our marine life. But could evolution be helping fish adapt? A team of international scientists has found that a new generation of coral reef fish may be learning how to adapt to warming oceans from their parents. Reef fish are particularly vulnerable to climate change as rising ocean temperatures affect their ability to absorb oxygen. But researchers in Australia and Saudi Arabia say that baby reef fish appear to have learned how to switch off certain genes that allow them to cope with heat stress. Dr. Philip Munday is Professor of Marine Biology at James Cook University in Queensland and one of the authors of this study, which is published today in the Nature Climate Change Journal. Philip Munday, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Thank you, Fran.
Can you explain this in simple terms, if you can, how baby reef fish have developed this ability to adjust to warmer oceans?
Okay, so what we've known for some time is that when coral reef fish experience higher temperatures, this can reduce their capacity to get enough oxygen for their daily activities, things such as swimming against a current or avoiding a predator. But what we found was that if the parents of those fish were also reared up under higher temperature, they'd also seen higher temperature, that their aerobic fitness, so their ability to get enough oxygen, was restored. So just in one generation, we saw this remarkable ability for their aerobic fitness to be restored. And what we've discovered in this new research is that when we reared up these baby fish under higher temperatures, if their parents had also been reared up under higher temperature, we saw that they had a different genetic mechanism, that their epigenome was completely different to fish that had been reared up under higher temperature but whose parents had not experienced higher temperature. So it seems that this exposure of the parents to the higher temperature influenced the epigenome of the young fish, and that meant that their aerobic fitness was better.
So it actually affects the genetic capacity, the genetic makeup of these, the next generation of fish. How do our genes switch that quickly?
So we're talking about a thing called epigenetics here, and this really means on top of the genes.
Right.
And this is a range of processes and mechanisms that basically sit on top of the genes and can influence how they're activated, how they function, and how they're expressed. And so what we were interested in here was a thing called DNA methylation. And this is a methyl group of compounds that basically attaches to a gene and therefore influences how that gene can be expressed. And what we found was that there were 193 genes in fish that had their parents had also been at higher temperature. We saw 193 genes that were differentially methylated in those fish, and those genes were also correlated with this ability to get more oxygen. And so we think that it's these specific genes that are involved in their rapid improvement of their aerobic fitness.
Okay, and I'm going to come back to what happens to those genes, but what I don't really quite understand is how, if warming temperatures make it very difficult for these fish to survive because they can't perform those crucial tasks you mentioned, swimming, catching food, avoiding predators, how do their parents even survive long enough to develop that aerobic capacity that then they can pass on through these epigenetics to the next generation?
Well, it's not going to kill them immediately, so it might decrease their performance. But what we find is that the temperature itself is changing the epigenetic structure of the fish. So it changes these methylation patterns and therefore how the genes are actually regulated and expressed. And it seems that they can then pass that on to their offspring, and their offspring do better right from the start and therefore are much better suited to this warmer new environment.
And why is this important? What does this tell us?
Well, it does tell us that that there may be some situations where over several generations that species can actually improve their ability in warmer conditions, and they may be better suited to a changing climate than we originally thought. There may be other problems, but at least this gives us a little bit of hope that if the climate just doesn't change too rapidly, that some species may be able to keep up.
And are we looking at that as instructive for us as a species or for other species on this earth?
Really, we're interested in looking here at things that we call ectotherms that actually respond to the temperature, that are not like mammals where we control our own temperature. These are fish that are actually responding to the ambient temperature in their environment. So we're thinking of things like fish and reptiles.
And reef fish in particular, you tested those. This has all been done in the lab, I understand, right?
That's correct. This is all done under very controlled conditions in the laboratory, where we rear fish for several generations under a range of temperatures and then look at their performance, and then we study their genes to see what's happened.
So is this good news for the Great Barrier Reef? Is the notion that species of fish like reef fish can regenerate themselves and adapt themselves to warming oceans, is that good news for the life and health of the reef? Or is the danger to the reef what happens to the coral, and is there any correlation here between this experiment and the coral adapting?
Well, obviously, this is some good news for the fish, because it does tell us that they might in time be able to cope with the warmer conditions. But what we're seeing at the moment is massive changes to the reef habitat, the habitat that they depend on as a result of coral bleaching. We've seen on northern parts of the Great Barrier Reef over two-thirds of the corals dying. So there's massive changes immediately from climate change happening on the reef. And while there's some good news that the fish might be able to cope with warmer conditions in the future, that's all a little bit meaningless if they've lost their habitat and they won't be able to adapt to habitat loss.
Okay, so it's good news for the fish ecosystem, but generally the broader picture means that their own survival, what they depend on their environment, could be damaged. So they may survive, but they may not have the means to for long-term survival.
Absolutely. The overriding problem here is the loss of their habitat from coral bleaching.
Philip Munday, thank you very much for joining us.
Pleasure.
Dr. Philip Munday, Professor of Marine Biology at the ARC Centre of Excellence for Coral Reef Studies at James Cook University in Queensland, and one of the researchers in this study, which is published today, one of the authors, rather, of this study published today in the Nature Climate Change Journal.